It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday. In the studio is Chase Baker. He is the new marketing coordinator. I say new. It's been 6 months, but still the new marketing coordinator at the Donald W. Reynolds Library serving Baxter County. So good to have you back.
Appreciate it. I love being here.
I know. We love having you here, too. Let's talk about going to space.
Yes.
You guys are celebrating NASA's 60th anniversary, correct?
Yes, we are. It's NASA's 60th and the Apollo 11's 50th.
Right.
Yes.
They've been having a lot of stuff on PBS and news channels, and a lot of people are talking about space. It's kind of renewed our interest in interstellar exploration, which...
Right.
You know, that is the new frontier. I'm a huge Star Trek fan, so we won't even go there. But you guys have some great, great activities planned for this summer. Summer at the library.
Yeah.
Tell us what you got going on.
Always a big thing, you know, and with our summer classes, they usually fill up so quick.
Mm-hmm.
They went on registration on May 29th. We have just a small handful left.
Really?
They're booked.
That's great, though.
Yeah. A lot of kids interested in these classes. June classes that are still available are Yoga for Kids, Dog Care for Tweens, Chess Club, Tween Book Club, Multicultural Book Connection, and The Great Outdoors. And that's just in June, and that's out of, I think we had 15, and that's all that's left.
And July.
Yeah, there's one left in July.
Preschool science.
Yeah.
Which would be great for those.
Right.
Preschoolers out there, get them interested in something that could possibly be a career for them somewhere down the road. That spark, that interest is what keeps us engaged.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to go into marketing, Chase?
You know, I always just, I would look at signs and I would look at how they engaged people. And it was always so, like going from, I'm from Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
And from Harrison to Branson, there's these billboards.
All the billboards.
And one of them that really caught my attention one time was, caught you reading this sign.
Yep.
I loved that idea. Like, you did. You did just catch me reading a sign. And that just kind of like sparked this like creativity in me that what emotions can you evoke out of people with marketing, with physical and digital, visual, audio, advertising.
All of
it's
it.
Just, yeah.
It all goes hand in hand.
Exactly.
And that's why I love the advertising aspect of what we do as well. You know, make people think.
Exactly.
Think outside the box, as
right.
it were. I remember when that came out and I was thinking, but I've been doing that my whole life. and so have you, apparently.
Yeah.
You've got some family summer shows coming up as well.
Yes. And those are great. They're every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. And they're just some great just family entertainment. And coming up this Saturday, we have the Show of Wonders. It's a kind of a magic show that takes a look at past magicians and the rise of magic.
Excellent.
Right? It's really cool. And then we have Tommy Terrific, Kinder Songs. And I'm sorry, the Show of Wonders, not this Saturday, next
June
Saturday.
June 22nd.
This Saturday is Super Science.
Ooh, Super Science.
Yes.
Again, great to get those kiddos engaged in that at an early age. We all know that the science, technology, engineering, and math,
STEM,
that is where we really need to start pushing our kids.
Absolutely.
So that they have careers, not just an interest.
Right. And you know, they added an A. It's
that's
STEAM
right.
Now.
It's STEAM now. Yeah. I think that's better, actually.
Oh, me too.
I think there's a lot more you could do with the marketing there. You've also got always on activities. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we had this idea of we have so many programs and classes that are time specific.
Right.
If you're not available, you miss it.
Right.
And that's awful.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Exactly. But we wanted to give the patrons something to do. When they're there, if they show up, they have something to do.
And that's
so
great.
Yeah. And so we have these always on activities. And always on is a little bit misleading at one point because there are some of them that are only available on Fridays.
Okay.
Right. But the rest of them, if the library is open, it's going on.
Excellent.
And yeah. Like right now we have a design a bookmark contest going on. You can come in, design a bookmark, submit it, and the winner gets their bookmark printed.
Oh, that's neat.
Right?
How nice is that?
Yeah. And then book bingo for kids. They can come in, get a bingo sheet, and compete, and you get prizes for completing it.
Right.
And then teen space puzzles. Teens can come in and just do these puzzles while they're there. Just something to keep their minds engaged while they're there. Our this month's Friday always on activity is MH Rocks.
I know all about MH Rocks.
Yes, we're doing painting. We're
painting the rocks.
Yeah,
and then you go around town and you try to kind of look for them.
And you hide them.
Yeah, it's and
an
find
awesome
them.
Little thing. And so we're having a station open for people to come in and paint the rocks.
Neat.
Yeah.
And then in July, that's going to change to greeting cards.
Yes.
How fun.
Right. It'll just have a station for you to come in, make your own greeting cards. We have a lot of people that just love the idea.
I did that for years.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
It's fun.
Yes.
It really is.
It is. It really is. I used to make all my own Christmas cards. Oh, can't even imagine doing that now. But you've also got the Try Something New night.
Yes, I love this concept.
What is this pie crust party going on this Friday night?
Yeah, so we have a pie crust expert coming in. Her name is
I
Shirley.
Cannot make a pie crust to save my soul.
It's tough. It really is.
It's very hard.
And this, we have an expert coming in. Her name is Shirley, and she is going to teach us how to make the perfect pie crust.
That is fabulous.
Right.
And then you've got beginner photography coming up, look up to the stars, stargazing. That's always fun.
Yes, it is.
ASL, American Sign Language.
Yeah.
You're actually going to do some beginner lessons in that?
We are. Yes, we are.
Worked at a summer camp one year with hearing impaired children.
That's awesome.
And that was one of the best summers of my life.
Really?
Yeah. Taught me a lot about myself.
Yeah.
And you can learn a lot from American Sign Language, too. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you've still got the summer reading program for babies and teens. 1,000 books before kindergarten. Is that still going on?
Oh, absolutely. Always.
Absolutely.
Get your kids signed up for that. And it's just such a great program.
Yeah.
1,000 books before kindergarten. Because there's this statistic going around called like the million word gap. And it's basically if you read to your kids daily before the age of 5, they're going to be exposed to a million words more than if you hadn't read to them.
Their vocabulary will be exponentially added to. And
absolutely.
I agree with that as well. There's a lot going on for adults. We're starting to run out of time here. There's all kinds of activities. Mm-hmm. You can go online and look at these. But before we go, I do want to hit on Pub Night at the library.
Absolutely.
It's huge every year. Mm-hmm. They sell out every year. It is August 2nd this year from 7 to 9:30. Jack's Package Store is going to be on hand. They're one of the sponsors.
Yeah, they are the presenting
sponsor. They are the presenting sponsor. And then the breweries are going to be Norfolk Brewery, Gravity Brew Works, Raps Baron, New Province Brewing Company, Black Apple Crossing, Brick and Ford, Mothers, Lost 40, and they're going to have Arkansas Wines and Spirits, probably some Whitaker and Post in there, and Black Oak Wine as well. Live music by, Wes Dorothy. I just love Wes. I can never say enough about him. And
absolutely.
Larry McGrath.
Yep.
They play such lovely songs together. Mm-hmm. There's a silent auction, Heroes for Hire, so much going on at Pub
and
Night.
We're also
going
to have a photo booth by Jay Clare. It's going to be one of those, just have the props. And
fabulous
and,
photographer, by the way.
Love those.
Again, Pub Night sells out.
Mm-hmm.
If you want tickets, you need to get them right away.
Absolutely.
Because if you wait till July or end of July, no, you're not going to be able to go.
Yep.
And you're going to say, oh, I missed it again.
No.
And we're going to feel sorry for you.
I won't.
Yeah.
I had a chance.
No, you had your chance. Exactly. So where do we get the tickets for that?
Get them at the library. They're $50 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you just pick them up at the library. Just go to the circulation.
Excellent. And it all goes for all these wonderful programs for the library. That's
absolutely
what keeps them going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just the friends of the library, but these type fundraisers and donations are
exactly
how we get stuff done.
Exactly.
Chase, so good to see you.
Absolutely great to be here.
We will see you again next month.
Yep.
You can tell us how things went in June, and we'll talk more about July.
All right, appreciate it.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.